Out of its 850 buses, 5 special education buses in Northside now have the RFID readers installed. According to the district, that's to test functionality.
The RFID system on these 5 buses are not operational in the sense that they are collecting location data on students. It's strictly to see how well this equipment works on a vibrating, moving bus.
Northside spokesman Pascal Gonzalez says the readers were installed 3 weeks ago and are still being tested. The 5 buses transport students to Jay High School and Jones Middle School, the 2 campuses using the RFID pilot program, and the Reddick Center, the district special education campus. The Jay and Jones students are already wearing the ID tags, but those at the Reddick Center are not. Gonzalez says the reason for the use of the technology on buses is similar to the reason it's used at the schools: security and finances. Much like the state reimbursement for student attendance, school districts receive money for transporting students.
Medicaid, a federal program, does provide funding for the transportation of special education students to and from home and school. So we would use this system to help pay for the transportation for special education students.
The state provides money for transporting non-special education students as well. The original proposal for the RFID project had special education buses included, but it was not implemented. While no data is being collected, Gonzalez says that parents will be notified if that changes.
If and when a decision is made to make the technology on these buses fully operational, at that point we would communicate with the students and the parents so they totally understand what we're trying to do.
Northside began using the student locator pilot at Jay and Jones this past October. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.